Beloved, you are listening to Grace Life Komi Podcast, a platform commissioned by God to raise men into completeness in Christ Jesus. We believe that you will be blessed beyond measure as you give yourself wholly to this divinely inspired teaching. Through God's servant Pastor Chimdi Ohahuna. Grace to you. Jesus is Lord.
We have been looking at because he is our strength and our shield. Amen to Jesus. Amen. We've looked at strength, Psalms chapter 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song will I praise him. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
So we've looked at, you know, we've been looking at strength, and we've been able to look at, by the grace of God, briefly on all the components that make up for strength. Praise the Lord forevermore.
Hallelujah.
And we looked at minds and strength, which means material or physical, mind and strength, personal or social or political strength. And mine, praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Yeah.
And another word that explains strength here is force. In the Strong Dictionary, force, security, majesty. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Boldness, loud. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
All right, so it's the first word that explains here is force. Praise God forevermore. And when we understand the Lord as being our strength, means that the Lord is the force behind us.
Hallelujah.
The force behind us. Now, in life, everything answers to forces. Okay, we have the force of gravity. We have the force of other forces in physics. Praise God forevermore. Everything in life answers to force. Is it that the force is pushing or it is pulling? Amen to Jesus. Like we learned, when a plane wants to take off, when it has to do with four forces. The force of pull, the force of thrust, the force of pull, and the force of lift, and the force of drag. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Drag behind, pull underneath, thrust forward, and then lift up. It has to deal with these four forces for it to keep flying in the air. That's what the plane deals with. Praise God forevermore. Only one device dealing with four forces. That said, that life is all about forces. You cannot live that without forces. It's either there's a force behind you or there's a force against you. Yeah, praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah
to Jesus. So when we understand the Lord as our strength, we mean the Lord is a force behind us. When we talk about force here, would entail an army. Praise God forevermore. And when an army is at war, they call them a force. Amen to Jesus. The army force. And our God is called Jehovah Sabaoth, the God of hosts. He is the force behind us. He can use different of his forces, natural forces, to fight and to win his battles. When the children of Israel were came up against the Philistines in the time of Samuel, and when they called upon the Lord, the Bible says that the Lord caused hailstone to fall upon them. Now imagine stones falling from the sky. Praise God forevermore. Hailstones fell upon the enemies and destroyed them. That is the force. That is force. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
And so God, as our force, uses all of creation to stand behind us. All of creation to stand behind us. From the earth to the heavens, to the water bodies, to every living creature. Are you getting what I'm saying? God uses them to stand behind us. Praise God forevermore. So when we say the Lord is our force, it means that, let me use the word, the whole of heaven and the whole of earth is behind us. The whole of heaven and the whole of earth is behind us. You see, we need to know who is behind us, and we'll be able to forge ahead in life. The Bible speaking, in the case of Elisha, when the enemies came and the servant came and told Elisha and said, oh, their military force is massive. And Elisha said, Lord, I pray that you open his eyes to see that they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Bible says, and the eyes of the servant was opened, and he saw a host of angels. When the Bible talks about the host of angels, my God, it is multitudes in terms of millions. He saw a host of angels, and the servant was like, wow, this is it. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. So it's important we know God as our force behind us. You know what I'm saying? It keeps us in charge. And it reminds me the story of a particular lady who they said she was passing a lonely pathway, and then she saw some men and they wanted to hurt her. And all of a sudden the men looked at her, and they looked at her, and they ran away. They ran away. Not quite long after then, the men tried to hurt another lady, and they hurt the lady and they caught them. So when they caught them, they now started narrating their story that before this other lady, there was a lady they met. And when they saw this lady, they saw a giant being behind her. And they were looking and they saw the person behind her, well armored, ready to kill and destroy in case they try any nonsense. See, and they took to their heels. That was just one angel, and it made them take to their heels. Imagine when you see a host. The guy saw a host. He saw a host, and you know what a host looks like.
Yeah.
You know, I think somebody said they saw this, his eyes was open. I think he was standing on the roof of a skyscraper, and his eyes were open, and he saw an angel. His eyes were open, and he saw an angel. And the angel was actually above the building, and he had to look down, and he saw the feet of the angel on the earth. And the angel was higher than the skyscraper. He was amazed. And he said the way that angel was looking, well armored, he was looking like Michael. Praise God forevermore. You know, and that's just one angel. The Bible speaking, it says the Assyrian soldiers, the Lord sent and one angel killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers in one night, one angel. Now, I can imagine what kind of an angel that would be. That must be Michael the Warrior. Just one sword slashes it like that, and 185,000 people die just by slashing one sword. So, you don't even, when that servant saw a host, it was too much. It was an overpopulation of angels. You just need one to kill 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. Yeah, which may be 10 angels. They can finish your one if they help you. You get what I'm saying? Now, this is just trying to explain to us what the host of God is. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, so the force, God being the force behind us, it means that David said the Lord is behind me. You know, when the Lord is behind us, when the Lord is for us, tell me who can be against us. But if God be for us, tell me who can be what? Against us. Joshua was on his own, and he saw a man, and he said, let me know, are you for us, are you against us? And he said, who are you? And he said, I am the leader of the host of the army of God. And he bowed before him. Now, this is what we're talking about here, the consciousness of God being the force behind us. It keeps us in the atmosphere of praise. You see, there's a song they used to sing one of the local dialects in my country. Was any man ayo? Was any man ayo? Was any man ayo? Was any man ayo? Saromi yeke. Was any man ayo? Osaromodaro. Was any man ayo? Simply, you are the reason I'm happy. 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 Jehovah Jireh, you are the. He says, the Lord is at my back. You are the reason I'm happy. The Lord is at my front. He's the reason I'm happy. So when God is at your front and God is at your back, what can come against you?
It's all around.
It's just all around us. So God is a, see, when we look at some of these movies, we see people have what they call a force field around them. You get what I'm saying? The Lord is that, those things that just, you know, pictures of what they are trying to bring about the supernatural. Are you getting what I'm saying? The Lord is the force around us.
Amen.
The Lord is a force around us. When it says the Lord is our strength, it means it's the force around us. It's the force behind us. It's the force underneath us. It's the force in front of us. It's the force by our side. Now, the Bible says that when the children of Israel journeyed, it says the Lord was to them at night a pillar of what? Fire. And at day a pillar of cloud. He was a force that was directing them. You see, the Lord is a force behind us to prevent backstabbers.
Hallelujah.
To prevent the Amalekites. To prevent the cowards. Because cowards fight from the back, but real warriors fight from the front. That's why the Romans say that they have no protection at their back. Because by right, number one, they're not meant to turn back. And number two, you're not meant to be attacked from behind. In warfare, you don't attack your opponent from behind. You have to attack face to face. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And so, there's no protection for behind, but there's a protection for the front. The Amalekites, they were people who used to fight, were fighting the Israelites from behind. Because behind were the children and the women, because of their pace of movement. And so they started fighting them from behind in weakness. The back speaks of the weakness, the unseen part, the part that you cannot see. We all know that you don't see your back. When you stand in front of the mirror, you see your front. To see your back, you need two mirrors. And even many of us that wash, as we take our bath, we wash where our hand can get to it. Actually, the cleaning of our back is still going like this. We see God that cleans our back in totality. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Now, so when God is behind you, He's there as the force to protect you from cowards, to protect you from Amalekites, to protect you from backstabbers. Now, I'm talking from experience. God has protected us from backstabbers. You know, sometimes when you begin to see what God is doing, what God has done, it amazes you. Praise the Lord forevermore. It amazes you what the Lord does. God is behind us to protect us from backstabbers, and God as a force is in front of us to do what? To lead us. To lead us. He leadeth me beside the still water. I will lead thee and guide thee. My hand to be upon thee. Are you getting what I'm saying? He's in front of us as a force to lead us. He's behind us as a force to what? To protect us from backstabbers. When the Bible says that ears shall hear a voice behind, he said, this is the part of the ears, turn to your left and to your right. The purpose for your ears hearing a force behind you is so that it can prevent you from entering into the camp, into the den, and into the hands of backstabbers, of cowards, of Amalekites. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. To go, when he's in front of you, he leads you, leads us into green pastures. He leads you in the way you want to go. He guides you. Praise God forevermore. And then he's by our side. He's by our side to surround us. To surround us. He's a force that surrounds us. He's a force that surrounds us. Praise God forevermore. He's a force that surrounds us. God surrounds us as a force. Praise the Lord forevermore. And so, see, understanding God as your strength in this way helps you live your life in thanksgiving. Knowing that with this, number one, you cannot be misled.
Yeah.
Number two, you cannot be backstabbed.
Yeah.
Number three, you cannot be, no stray bullet can hit you, or stray arrow can hit you from anywhere.
Amen.
Because the Lord is in front of you, leading you, behind you, protecting you, around you, shielding you as a surround shield. You know, I saw something once, I saw a big hand on the nation of Israel, and they said, and the writing there was, this is our iron shield. This is our iron shield, not the iron shield you think we have. This is our real iron shield, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord. See, this consciousness of God is my force. it will keep you just continuously thanking God. Just continuously, you know, something happened today and was like, see what God has done. You know, this was what the devil was doing to hold, to try to have a stronghold, but yet the Lord has just broken it.
Yes.
He has broken it. He said, oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work. The train of men, for he had broken the gates of bars and cut the bars of iron in sunder. This one, he broke the gates of bars and he cut the bars of iron in sunder.
Beloved, we will like to introduce to you one of our latest book releases. Titled, The Money in You. Authored by Chimdi Ohahuna. There is nothing created by God that can be searched by man. Even the brain of a man cannot be explored. It is called the greatest machine in the world. The biggest, largest filing cabinet. The brain of man is bigger than all the bytes there are in this life. Thus, even the exploration of the brain on its own has no limit and it has no end. This is also the reason why, as individuals, we cannot search ourselves in totality. Sometimes, it is pressures and tough situations that reveal some of our hidden potentials, stretchability, capabilities, and strengths. Furthermore, God never created anything to be explored because He created from an eternity point of view. Even time was created from eternity, so time cannot be explored. Being unsearchable is a part of the creativity of God imputed into Adam, the creation in the image and likeness of God. Hence, if you are not searching, you are not attaining. The inability to search God out is His spice in creation, which He got from Himself, knowing that His holiness is unsearchable. This book is the beginning of something new that will lead you to manifest the unsearchable riches in Christ. This book will also lead you to a place of rest and put money, good things, riches, abundance, wealth, possessions, and valuable bestowment in your hands. We believe strongly that this book will bring you to the realization of the unsearchable wealth of Christ, put in you at new birth, for use in this life and life eternal. The Bible reveals that money can go very quickly. It can seem to grow wings and fly away like a big bird. There is a difference between, I have money, and, there is money in me. When you have money you can lose money, but, when there is money in you can never lose money. One of the disadvantages or problems of having money is that it comes today and it can go tomorrow. Through the study of this book series, we believe strongly that you will receive great light that will usher you to a realm in money that you have never imagined you could manifest. Money in you is more than producing and storing up currencies. Get a copy of this book series today, not for yourself alone but also for your family and friends. Order a copy today via Amazon. Welcome back.
We must have this understanding. This consciousness, it must sit in us that the Lord is our force. And you see, there are forces that you can reckon with. The Lord is a force that can be reckoned with. And when you say this force is a strong force, it's a strong force. You know what amazes me is some of the times people have seen testimonies of what God, how God fought for us in this field, and some are, after they have heard the testimony, they still want to be a specimen of God being our force. And it's always exciting because the Lord always is our force. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
You see, so we must live in this consciousness. We must walk in this consciousness that the Lord is the force. He's the force behind us. He's the force around us. He's the force in front of us. With that, we are so rest assured. We are so relaxed. We are so much at peace. This consciousness keeps you at peace. It keeps you at peace. Because you know that there shall no evil come near thee. The Bible says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. It shall not come near thee. So there shall no evil come near thee. How can evil come near the way you are surrounded? How can evil come near the way you are covered, you are enveloped? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. And so this is what it means. This is one of the signs of God being a strength that is very helpful to us. We have to keep it strong. The forces that be for us, the forces that be for us are more than those that be against us.
Yes.
In fact, there came a time where five nations came together to fight Israel in the book of Joshua. And at the end of the day, five nations, Israel discomfited them. This was in the Old Testament. Now, in 21st century, all the Arab nations that were behind them, around them, came together with impromptu warfare attack. Came together against them, and they were not prepared. But you see, oh my God, you see, the force behind them showed himself strong.
Yes.
You know, and this Yahweh is still the force behind us.
Amen.
As his children, is the force behind us. And he will always show himself strong. This force cannot be penetrated. You see, when you see some force fields, the people try to penetrate them, they cannot penetrate them. Remember, that force field is strong. The force field of Yahweh is indescribable. No devil can penetrate. No devil can penetrate. So, see, living with the consciousness that Yahweh is your force, living in that consciousness keeps you in a place of praise. It keeps you in a place of thanksgiving. And you know, understanding that Yahweh is your force means that knowing that He's your security. He's your security. The Bible says, when the watchman watcheth without the Lord, he watcheth but
in vain.
Praise God forevermore. Yahweh is our security. We are not against you having physical security measures. Yes, you have them. But just know that God is your security as a child of God. He's your security. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, the Lord surrounds you. He's your security. You are well surrounded.
Amen.
You are fully surrounded.
Amen.
See, by the Lord. The Lord has surrounded you. No devil can penetrate you. Yeah, you are well secured.
Amen.
You are fully secured.
Amen.
No devil can penetrate you. You know, when this is your consciousness, you know that. I remember when there was a particular war, and a particular person put on his door Psalm 91, and things were happening around. People were being killed in the whole environment. Things were happening. But the guy placed Psalm 91 and believe you me, no evil came into his house. The building before his building, people were destroyed. Building after his building, people were destroyed. And the environment, but he was saved. Somebody said, oh, it's coincidence. No, there is nothing called coincidence in God.
Yes.
It is the strength of God. God is your security. So long as you have that consciousness that is your security, things can be happening around, but it cannot come near you. It cannot, it will not, it shall not come near you. No matter how much they're happening around. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. And so the consciousness of God being your force makes you understand that it's your security. We have what we call security agencies. You know, so God is not just the armed force that is around you and for you. It's also the security agency that is securing you. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
So no evil can come near you.
Amen.
No negative. In fact, there when an important personnel like the president, you know, is being secured, is that serious that when a shooter comes out, his bodyguards come and shield him. They become a shield. They just come over him. And so the bodyguards are ready to give their life for their boss. That is what they are paid for. They are paid to die for their boss in case it needs be. I remember the Bible says, greater love no man than the man who died his life for him.
Yes.
For his friend. Say, God commanded not praying us. Now, why we're yes, now Christ died for us. So the security, God being our strength and our security, is seen in Jesus willingly dying for us. Praise God forevermore. That is the greatest revelation of God being our strength. Because a security agent that is not ready to die for his boss is not a security agent. If they actually created a human shield for their boss and preserve him for as long as they can, praise God forevermore, till they are all extinguished. Amen to Jesus. But we thank the Lord that the shield we have is Jesus. He gave his life for us, so we can have it. and have it more abundantly. Glory to Jesus forever. This consciousness keeps us secure. And this security is not just only here on earth, it's an eternal security that He shed His blood for the remission of our sin. And He says, our sins and our lawlessness did He will remember no more. That means they have been washed once and forever.
Hallelujah.
Praise God forevermore.
Amen.
And so He made His, he entered into the holies of God with His blood and made atonement for us for eternal redemption. And as a result of having sealed with the Holy Spirit eternally, what a glory, what a glorious blessing we have. Now, so God being our strength is seen in the finished work of Christ, who has eternally secured us and also secured us. You see, He gave His life for us. If He gave His life, Bible says, if God gave Christ to us, what then shall He not want? Freely give to us. If He did not withhold His only Son, Jesus, from us, what then can He not freely give to us? You see, the coming of Jesus is our eternal security. The death and resurrection of Jesus is our eternal security. It means that with that, man can eternally have relationship with God. The Bible says he had brought at peace those who were at war, and He had brought peace between us and God the Father. The death of Jesus brought peace between us and God the Father. So with that, security is sure. So when this comes to our heart, we must just keep praising Him. You see, you remain heaven conscious, you remain righteousness conscious, you remain holiness conscious when you understand that you are secured in Christ.
Yes.
But when you don't understand you are secured in Christ, you remain sin conscious, hell conscious, and all manner of evil consciousness. Praise God forevermore. I'm secured in Christ. So I am conscious of my righteousness in Christ. I am conscious of my place that I'm already in heaven. Bible says you are seated in heavenly places with Christ, parable, prosperity, and power. Oh, I am conscious of the finished work of Christ for me. So I'm conscious that I'm holy. Bible says He has made us to be holy and stand before Him in law. On the foundation of this, I've been made holy. So I'm conscious of my holiness in Christ. Praise God forevermore. These are what we call security. That's what we call security. Our first security is the eternal security. The security that Christ made available for us before physical security. And I'm telling you, when you are very conscious of eternal security and of your of what Christ has done for you, you discover that your physical security becomes a walkover. Paul, a man who was conscious of his eternal security, when the viper beat him, what happened? He just shook it and it didn't fall into the fire. And that was, they were waiting for him to swear, yet he was looking good, enjoying his life. And then they said, this guy is a God, the God has come among us. The consciousness of eternal security keeps you secure during the night. You see, because that viper was an unexpected attack. But though it was unexpected, the consciousness of God being in security, Christ being in security, and He's secured in Christ, He's eternally secured, and He's secured in life, kept warded off the effect of the poison of the snake. Oh, we saw when He was stoned, He was taken from there, and when they left Him, He jacked back up, and He continued the journey. I said, I go to the next city. This is what eternal security does to us. Praise God forevermore. It keeps us conscious of peace. Amen. So it is the force, it is the security, amen, to Jesus, that God gives to us. God gives us this security. God gives us this force. Praise God forevermore. And, you know, when He does this for us, we become bold. Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. We become bold. We become bold. We wonder why. I don't just wonder why we are bold. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus. I just wonder why we are bold. Why we are bold. Why we are so bold. Why are you so bold? Why are you so bold? You see, when you understand that God is the force around you, in front of you, behind you, He is your security, why wouldn't you be bold?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you be bold? You'll be bold. You see, one of the proof of righteousness is boldness. So if Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but has given us the spirit of boldness and love and of a sound mind, whereby we cry, what? Abba, Father. So the proof of righteousness is boldness. Are we together? That's the spirit we have. And this spirit comes, this spirit manifests based on our understanding than God has strength. See, a person who does not have strength will not be bold. If you don't have strength to go and fight, you'll be bold. I remember there was a particular boxing competition who was in the ring. And the other opponent was coming, and as he came, his opponent was standing in the ring with him. As he came, the opponent just looked, stood in front of the ring and walked away. People were like, what is all this? They were shouting. So the other opponent won by default. They won by not fighting. You know what I'm saying? And you know, people will not be happy because they came to watch a fight. And he just come look and walk in. The guy boldness, even when he saw the opponent. But then what amazed me is that you knew before. Usually they have an oral challenge, and they come and they insult themselves and talk a man up. They understand and they look at themselves before they now come for the fight. So I wonder why after doing all that, you finally come to the ring, and then you look at the opponent and you walk away. The boldness dissipated. It evaporated into the thin air. He meant to just, because he no longer knew the force that was behind him. Maybe when he was talking that time, he believed that there was a force behind him. You know, when he was talking that time, he just secured his something. But now, most likely, by the time he came to the ring, his force that was behind him and his security left him. So he had to gently take a leave. He lost his boldness. When you are conscious of this, that God is your force, God is your security, you don't lose your boldness. You are bold to stand and declare. You know, I remember I had to go and do something, and being aware of the fact that I had a proof of what I was doing, I was bold to shout. I was bold to shout. And I shouted, and they gave me audience. Praise God. But if you don't have a proof, you'll be bold. You know, more often than not, you see, Christians are not bold because they don't have the proof of God being their force and God being their security.
Yeah.
They're not sure. I'm not entirely sure God is their force and God is their security. But child of God, God is our force, God is our security. So we must what? We must be bold. It doesn't mean you be braggadocious. It doesn't mean you be arrogant. But it means you should be bold. In fact, boldness, the proof of boldness is humility. It's humility. A braggadocious person is not a bold person. An arrogant person is not a bold person. You see, a bold person is a humble person. You see, they speak with confidence. A calm assurance, fully confident.
Yeah.
And that's what the Lord, being our strength, does for us. He makes us speak with boldness. He makes us speak with calm assurance. Praise God forevermore. And you see, when you understand this, you don't mind being loud when you have to. You'll be loud when you have to. I said I went for something, I had to be loud. And I was amazing. I was surprised how I was loud, because I had a boldness that, you understand what I'm saying, from an evidence and from a proof of something that kept made me what, loud. And so when you know that the Lord is your force, is your security, and you become bold, you shout it loud. You're not going to keep it to yourself. You shout it loud. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And so this is one consciousness we need to have. When we have this consciousness, what happens? We see ourselves always praising God. No matter what happens, we see ourselves always praising God. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Now is your moment of salvation. If you are yet to make the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and personal Savior, we request that you say this prayer along with many others now. Say these words: Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, I repent of my sins, and ask that you forgive my sins. I believe that you shed your blood on the cross, died for my sins, and rose again in the third day. Today, I invite you into my life today. Wash me by your blood, make me your own, Until eternity be my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
For your love gift of any amount to Grace Life Kami Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 033-154-551-2013. SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. To give in CDs. Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. You can send to account number 033-254-551-2017. To give in Naira, you can send to Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. Also, for further inquiries, you can call us on +233-54-594-7132. Or, send us an email via chimdiohahunaministry@gmail.com. Today, remain ever blessed.
We believe you were blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Beloved, remain connected to Grace Life Komi Podcast. Jesus is Lord.